And back here in the U.S., residents and officials are reeling from the biggest loss of life due to a wildfire in 30 years. At least 19 firefighters died this weekend battling a wildfire in the central Arizona town of Yarnell, about 80 miles northwest of Phoenix. The fire started on Friday and spread rapidly among the high heat, low humidity, and strong winds. Joining us is Fernanda Santos, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Fernanda.
Hi, Todd.
Give us the latest, if you would, from the ground there amid the heat and dry conditions.
It is incredibly hot and very dry here. Many residents were evacuated from the town of Yarnell, and they had been told by firefighters that they had 3 hours to leave their homes. All of a sudden, the wind shifted. The flames that were moving away from the town started coming their way, and people started literally screaming on the streets, "You have to get out, you have to get out." And they left with what they could. A woman left with her parrot and her cat. The other man left with his prized antique car. And they just were at a restaurant some miles away watching the town burn, essentially.
What do we know about the conditions that caused the death of so many first responders battling this blaze?
The interesting thing about hotshots is that they are the guys who essentially are the frontline soldiers on a wildfire. One of their main jobs is to build trenches around the flames to keep the flames from spreading. So it's unclear whether the wind turned on them as well and they found themselves trapped in the fire, or whether there was some kind of error in calculating how close they could get to the flames.
Fernanda Santos is reporter for our partner, The New York Times, covering the devastating wildfire in Yarnell, Arizona. And with extreme heat hitting parts of the United States, we want to know how hot it's gotten where you live and how are you coping? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.